The hermaid thought of enforcing her ban on the owl's breakfast, but one look at the wicked talons stuffing a scone between the razor curves of the lethal beak changed Maudie's mind. However, she was not a normal, cheerful self and treated Accio coolly as they shared the scones. After they had eaten, the owl began pacing back and forth, swivelling his head.
"I've been thinking, lass."
The hermaid replied snootily.
"Oh, really? Is that where the noise was coming from?"
Accio chuckled.
"Nay, Puddin'head, owls don't make noises when they think."
Maudie immediately felt sorry for her waspish remark.
"Sorry. What was it you were thinking, old lad?"
The owl explained.
"This badger thou art looking for, I can tell thee, I'd nor heir of him ain't been sighted hereabouts all season. But if there was such a beast in the land, I'll wager somebody at Redwall Abbey would have spotted him. Aye, Redwall, that's the place. Lots of travellers visits there, lass."
Maudie's ears stood up straight.
"Oh, Corks, I've just remembered. That's where I was ordered to go. Redwall. Oh, I'd dearly love to visit that jolly old heap. I've heard so flippin' much about it from the chaps at Salamandastron who've been there. I say, Accio, you don't actually know how to get there, do you?"
The owl winked a huge yellow eye at her.
"I did once upon a day, but I've forgotten now. Still, never fret, lass. I know who does, and I'll take you to him as well."
Maudie began packing her scant belongings.
"Splendid! Right, lead on, oh feathered matey. By the way, who exactly is it that you know what?"
Accio pecked at a few scone crumbs that had stuck to his talon.
"Hasn't he heard of the Gowsome?"
The hermaid stood ready to leave.
"Oh, you mean the shrew chaps, Gowsome. Guerrilla Union of Shrews in Mossflower. First letter of each word. That's how they got the name, you know, Gowsome. I came across them one time when I was out with the jolly old Long Patrol. Pretty odd bunch, the Gowsome. Singing and feasting one moment, then arguing and scrapping the next, what?"
The owl's yellow eyes widened in awe.
"Well, blow my feathers away, lass. I never knew that was what the name Gowsome meant. Moss flowers shrews in union of gorillas. Oh, how didst thou remember all that? I were right when I first met thee. Magic! That's what they are, lass. Magic!"
Maudie did not provoke further discussion with Accio by arguing. She followed him as he set out into the deep woodlands. The owl flew gracefully slow, keeping near to the ground and gossiping constantly.
"I were planning on popping over to visit the shrews, but I went and forgot. Woe to birds that gets owled, that's what I say, lass. This head of mine has gotten like a leaky pot. Nothing stays long in it these days."
Maudie nodded.
"Just as long as you know which way we're going, old chap. Don't want to get jolly well lost."
Accio hooted scornfully.
"Get lost going to Bulrush Bower? Oh, I could find my way there blindfold and with both wings tied behind my back, lass."
They ploughed deeper into the vast woodland tracts, to areas where the tree canopy was so dense that only a soft green light prevailed. It was mossy underpour and silent. The monolith trunks of giant trees reared upward like columns of black stone. Accio winged toward a soft pool of golden radiance, which could be seen some distance off, remarking,
"I'd have to be daft to miss Bulrush Bower. Sithee there tis, lass. Mayhap we'll be in time for lunch."
Maudie perked up at the mention of food.
"Indeed, they sound like a jolly lot. Can you hear him singing? Listen."
Sure enough, the sound of rough bass voices, both old and young, became plain as they drew closer.